In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 21, March 19th, 1927. Concern on whether one who does not contemplate his mission on earth will fulfill it in heaven. How the mission of the fiat will be extremely long, the order of infinite wisdom. She says, Luisa says, I was concerned about the health of Father de Francia, St. Honorable de Francia. She says, the letters I received from him were almost alarming. And I was thinking about the destiny of my writings, since he had so much interest in taking them all to Messina. This is something that's very important. Father Nibali, his job was to publish the writings. That's what Jesus told him. Through Luisa, his job was to publish all the writings, and he basically published volume 1 through volume 19. And when he accomplished that, he wanted to finish now, because Luisa was in the beginnings of the 20s, and he wanted to finish more, and he really prayed that he would be healed, because he was dying at that point. And Jesus said to Luisa, your job is not to heal him. Your job is not to pray for healing, because Jesus is the healer. He said, if you, now listen to this, he says, if you were to heal him, I mean, to your prayer, your intercession was to heal him, because Jesus does the healing, what would happen at that point is you would have to leave the divine will. And he says, I do not want you to leave the divine will. Now, what does that mean? That means that all the healings that have taken place to this point have been through the intercession of saints, you know, praying to Jesus, you know, for him to heal. And because of their intercession, the saints were healed. It looked like the saints were causing a healing to occur. But he says, in the divine will, he says, this isn't what God is going to do. In when the kingdom is here, the soul isn't going to be healed as of old, even coming back from the dead. You look at Lazarus. Lazarus came back from the dead, and he still died years later. The miracle that Jesus says he wants in the divine will is that souls begin to live this abundant life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, where the healing is not a temporary healing and then you die. It's to bring the healing of healings to humanity. And so he said to Luisa, you're not the one that is going to, it's not going to be through your prayers that Father de Francia is going to be healed, because you'd have to leave the divine will. So the healing that's coming is a restoration of humanity, to bring humanity back to where it was before the fall. That's the healing that's coming. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. It's not just to get better so that you'll die later. It's a healing of the human generations, so that we can go back to where we will have basically that image and likeness of God, that DNA that Adam had, where there is no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more death. So she says, she goes, where would these writings end up if our Lord took Father Nibali with him to the Celestial Fatherland, and then his mission for the publications of the knowledges about the divine fiat would be without fruit, because one could say Father Nibali has done nothing yet. Okay. So here Luisa's being you know, as people, these are our questions that have been given to Louisa, and Louisa goes through our, what about this? What about that? So that Jesus can answer us. So all of your questions will be answered by Jesus as you read the volumes. So he says, Louisa says this, at the most, it can be called the beginning, the will, Father Inibele has to do the publications. So here, it's just the beginning. And when you think about it, volume 1 through volume 19, Father Bucci had volume 1 through volume 19, and he read them thoroughly. Father Bucci also had volume 35 and 36, and he was the first priest to read all the writings and put them into practice. I mean, volume 35 and 36. What we have now is we have all the writings, and our Lord is asking us to go through this so that we can begin to understand this abundant life that he wants to give us. So this question, why didn't Father Inibele finish it if this is so perfect? Jesus says this. He explains to Louisa what this question. But in order to put out a work so long, who knows how long it's going to take? How long is this going to take to publish all 36 volumes? I mean, this is what Louisa is thinking. And at that time, again, what volume are we in? We're in volume 21, you know. So here she's going, how long is this going to take? I mean, if Jesus says, when these writings come out, it'll change the face of the earth, how long is this going to take? And she says, and just as for Father Inibele, it will be a mission without fruit, and Jesus takes him away at the very beginning, and so it will be for me. If I, Louisa, am fortunate enough to go to my fatherland, she says, if I could die and go to heaven, good. But what about these writings? If these writings are so important, why is Father Inibele dying at this point? Also, the many interests of Jesus will be without fruit, because Jesus himself said, only then does a good have fruit when it is known. So think about this. The book of heaven is ours. And Jesus says, everything is complete. Everything's completed. He says, but it has to be known. Okay, who has to know it? It's the little children, the holy divine will. So what does he say? Jesus says, there will be a great chastisement where the large majority of humanity will be gone. He said, my mother is marking all the little children of the holy divine will, and no harm can come to them. He says, those little children of the divine will who are marked by my mother, Jesus says, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. And then the last thing he said, the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children of the holy divine will. Now, why? Because they're prepared to begin to live in the divine will. It's going to change the face of the earth. What is coming upon mankind is so magnificent. As you read the volumes, you begin to understand this great gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. So she says, therefore, if they're not known, they will remain as hidden fruits without anyone receiving the goods that the divine will, that these writings contain. So she already knows that when you read this, when you study this, God is filling you. He's breathing into you this abundant life that he didn't breathe into the saints. The saints learned how to do the will of God through the holy humanity of Jesus. And that included miracles. But the miracle of miracles is coming. And what God is going to do is going to heal the human generations. So he says to Louisa, this is not about becoming a saint. And a lot of people, when they read the divine will, they go, oh, this is what I want. I want to live this life, this saintly life, this good life, this holy life. That's not the divine will. When you really begin to read, when you really begin to study, it's not to do the will of God like the saints have taught us to receive a virtue or two of Jesus or Mary. but to live in the divine will, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So what God is going to show us, and this is the thing that's so amazing, as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, he begins to have us begin to live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary. Now, no one possesses it fully at this point. Nobody. To possess this life is to live heaven on earth. To possess this life of living in the divine will, there's no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. And no one is there at this point. Our life is changing. We're becoming filled with joy and happiness, but the Lord wants to show us clearly that we're not there yet. So this is why we go to confession each week. We're going through our life, saying to God, I want to live in the divine will. I don't want to live in my human misery. So what the Lord does is he shows us every day. He tests us every day to see how we respond to situations where we've always failed. So what the Lord is doing is he's asking us to embrace this gift, read, study, put it into practice. Jesus keeps on saying, be attentive to what I'm saying, Jesus says. What the Lord does is he begins to teach us a new and divine way of holiness. Again, this is what Pope St. John Paul II said in his homily at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. We're going to enter now a new and divine way of holiness. So what the Lord is asking of us, he's asking us to trust him, because that's the final devotion that he's given to the church through St. Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. Because times are going to get tough. We're going to see a large majority of humanity gone. That's what's coming. Now, why do they have to go? And this is important, because what's coming is the kingdom. What's coming is a new and divine way of holiness. And so what God is asking each individual, he's personally asking this, what do you want? How do you want to live? What is your life about? And if our life is focused on anything, I mean, we have addictive personalities. It's either food or television or you name it. People are addicted to it. And this is what God wants to free us from, so that we can have the freedom to begin to live this abundant life. This miracle of miracles that Jesus says, I'm ready to give to the world. So he has to shut everything down. And that's what he's doing. He's saying, basically, okay, what do you want? How have you lived your life? He says to Luisa, if you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, you are getting ready for heaven. If you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you're getting ready for hell. I have to give you what you're living, Jesus says. So what he's asking us is, would you be willing to give up everything for heaven while on earth? May your kingdom come on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. So here's Luisa saying, this book of heaven is so essential, so important to the world, Jesus and the church. What's going to happen? Who is going to publish this? How do we have these writings? Jesus has everything planned. That's the best part. Everything is ready. And Jesus is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. But as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. So what's happening here is this turmoil that Luisa is going through is our turmoil. If this book is so important, why doesn't everybody have it? If this book is so important, why don't we hear this from the pulpits? We're going to in the new era. We're going to, because Jesus is getting us ready for the fulfillment of the Our Father. And the one who brings this about, according to Archbishop Piccieri, the one who is going to do this is Luisa Picaretta. And we now are beginning to enter into this abundant life. How glorious is this? So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.